Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. B-Truth. Cousin Linda, my co-host, will be joining us also. Today is Truth Tuesday. Sounds of Summer is playing. Caller, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Sounds of Summer will finish in a moment. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, we can go straight into talking about Thankful Tuesday, what you're grateful for, any hot topic that's on your mind.
Okay, we can talk about being grateful. That's a good start, you know what I mean?
And what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Craig, and I'm in California.
Oh, yay, Kelly, California love! Thank you for calling in, Craig.
Yes, got lots of love.
And I'm in the deep south, and I'm in the deep south. Yes, can you hear my accent? Is that obvious?
I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'd be talking just like that. You know what I mean? I just need a little nudge, you know what I mean? And you give me a little nudge, you know, in the direction that you want to, the direction you want to go in. So I flow in the language, baby. I flow in that language, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm sure it sounds like you travel often, too. Do you come down here often in this area?
Actually, I don't get out too much anymore. I've been kind of grounded for a moment, you know. I've been dealing with people on the social media platforms, you know, and I kind of got a little attached to this microphone. Can I get a mic check, please?
Yes. Do you host a podcast also?
No. They told me I should, but I don't.
Oh, okay. Because you do have a radio voice.
That's what you keep saying. I keep hearing that over and over again. That must be a sign or something. I don't know. But I'm just calling to have a good time. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's have a good time. My co-host, Cousin Linda, is on the call. She's a native of Jackson, Mississippi, and she's in Dallas, Texas.
I've only been to California once,
but I look forward to visiting in the near future. But my cousin Linda is on, and your name is Craig. Cousin Linda, can you hear me? Can you hear us?
Yes, loud and clear. Hi, Craig. Hi, listeners.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, Craig. Yes. So Craig is ready to talk about Thankful Thursday and many hot topics. But yes, Craig, meet amazing people over social media, right?
Yeah, we do. We run across quite a few of them. You know, a lot of them are difficult. You know, I mean, they present this way of making it look like everything's good, but you know, it's really not so good. You know, when you get down underneath all that stuff they be talking about.
True. I have a friend where she's a cohort in politics here in Mississippi, and she told me that she left social media because of the fakeness. People that she actually know, she know they're not telling, if they're presenting their life totally the opposite than what their lives really are. And you know, and that's a negative. That's a downfall. And like you were saying, presenting positive things when actually it's not that way.
Yeah. Well, let me say this part. Let me say this part, because you were talking about being grateful and stuff, and I was thinking, yeah. And this ties right into being grateful. You know, this thing I'm talking about with these people, you know, that and I'm not trying to pick on nobody, because I've been in them shoes before. If I haven't been in them shoes, then I can't come up here and represent anything. You know what I mean?
Listen, I caught that before. I like how you said that. You've been in the shoes before. That means you really understand.
Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to say. I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put something out there, and I know that when I put something out there, I guarantee there's going to be some people out there that there's going to be a great deal of people that understand what I'm saying, and they're the ones that be reflecting what I say, what I'm projecting, what I'm saying. But these other folks over here, all they were listening to is maybe a bad word I chose to use to describe something, you know, and they get hung up on this word, and then, or perhaps they want to say something, and then they don't remember what I'm talking about after that. You know what I'm saying? So I always find myself having to go back and reiterate what I already said to these folks, man, like they can't hear me or something. What's wrong with you? Pay attention to what I'm talking about. What's wrong with you?
And you make a good point. Are we listening?
Yeah. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the ability to acknowledge that sometimes this kid makes some mistakes. You know what I mean? I mean, I used to make mistakes like so much that I didn't even want to mention how many I made. You know what I mean? But I had to grow up somehow. You know, and so when I saw myself doing all that, I was able to stop that stuff and do something different that I didn't even know I could do, but I can do, you understand? So I'm coming from experience, you understand? I got a cornucopia of it that led me to be who I am right now, so I can be talking like this.
Right.
So I'm grateful, and that gives me altitude. And people say, you put yourself above me. Well, you put yourself above my religious background. Well, your religious background got limits to it. I got no limits. So you know what I'm saying? I didn't put myself in. So I had to come down from the top to you. They don't hear me, though.
Woo, I hear you. Woo.
Well,
I needed to hear that, too. Whoa.
What?
Right, when the point that you make when they say you put yourself above, the sky is the limit. Why limit ourselves?
Yeah.
I'm a very spiritual praying sister. Matter of fact, my thing for Tuesday, I would share the Serenity Prayer. But you make a good point. And my cousin Linda that's on the call also, she always make that point too. Don't limit ourselves. So That's amazing that you bring that to make that point to those that make that comment.
Yeah, well, it needs to be looked at, and if you can't say it in a way that people can see what you're saying, they'll never be able to turn around and see where you're coming from. You got that big old heart full of love, you understand? You open the door to your heart.
Exactly.
The handle's on the inside, for crying out loud. So when you open the door, you see all the light. You see yourself in the mirror, and some people run away. Some people fight. Some people just can't take it. They go, that's right. I can't take that. I don't believe that. But then they realize later on, when they think about it, they start seeing themselves, and they're like going, looking at you like, man, you real deal Holyfield, aren't you? And you're going, yeah, what do you think I was, fake?
Exactly. And when we start limiting ourselves, I feel like saying preach, brother. honestly, I do, woo, because that's a message right there.
Is it?
Because when we limit ourselves, that's when we close our minds. That's when our minds do not expand and we don't have open minds.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Well, some people just, they don't realize what I know, you know, and I know that a lot of people live from the neck up. they don't right. have a connection from their mind and their heart. You know, if they did have a connection, it would be one heart and one mind we'd be talking about. We wouldn't be out of line talking about this and that, because it would be like listening to, if you listen to this, that ain't right. Oh, you don't want to
right.
listen to that. Well, listen, and somebody over here saying something,
and
you're like, you ain't going to listen to that either. So, you know, you got to listen to somebody.
Right. And
but you got to know who,
right.
know who that somebody is. You know what I'm saying?
And then when
you
someone makes a statement that's different than yours, don't cut them off.
Yeah. It's okay, though, because you know what? It, like I put it like this, you know, I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking. You know, I know what's coming out of my mouth because I'm excited about it. You know what I mean? But I don't know what these folk gonna what they're gonna say until they open their mouth. And when the words come out their mouth, I'm busy over here appraising them words. So let me know if this person needs this or that or the other thing. You know what I mean? I'm the one that's the king, you understand? I'm here to deliver
right.
The goods to the people that need something. You know what I mean? That's why they come to me with their dang problems.
Right. Right. What industry are you in? Or you just have a gift to advise people and counsel them and guide them in the right direction?
Like I said, I just have interest in child development. I have interest in Black history.
Oh.
I have interest in
you're
in
the right
and,
place.
And, you know, I got this kind of thing and all that, but I don't want to go around and, you know, all the stuff that I know onto people. But if there is an opportunity to share some of this love, I'm a beacon of light for you.
Well, we are happy you called in, because that's what we talk about every episode, the importance of Black history and our young people, our children, the future, and what can we do? What are some of the solutions?
Well, I got some answers to the problems that mankind has as a whole, and I know there's a lot of different colors in the crayon box, so we all together, don't worry,
right.
we're going to paint a picture, and we're going to use each and every one of you crayons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's one thing that amazes us about our listenership. I mean, worldwide, number one, America, Turkey's number two. And it's amazing the countries that listen to this particular podcast. You know, Nigeria, Romania,
uh-huh.
Australia.
Well,
and yeah, right. So we're so glad you called in. So you're thankful for your intellect and for your connection to a higher power over religion. That's what you're thankful
yeah.
for?
Absolutely. And I think you just put it sweetly that way, because actually it is a coming down experience. You know, I'm usually up here on top of this mountain. You know, it's a spiritual one, you know, and it's a spiritual realm,
right.
of course. And I'm also aware of my physical body, which is the natural part of myself. And that part of myself has been totally wrecked and abused and misused and taught conflicting lessons and been brainwashed and all kinds of stuff. So having the opportunity to transition from that person outside of myself, the real me, and help that sucker has been a true blessing
yes.
to me.
Right. Tuesday is Thankful Tuesday, but we have started talking on Mondays about Mindful Mondays. And you're right, being mindful and just being our true selves. How can, you know, we just bring our true selves out?
It takes practice. It takes practice because of the body, your central nervous system is connected to the trunk of your brain. And that's where you get to the leaders do this. They get to regulate their central nervous system. It's responsible for the movement of the body and every function of it. So if you can regulate your nervous system, you are going to be an emerging leader in this world full of problems and
Yes. Are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
Oh yes, okay.
Yeah. So
wrong.
You know,
so the connection of the mind, body, and soul. The mind, body, and soul.
it's a balance, but nobody can just assume that they know something. A lot of people like to hang on the stuff that I say, and they like to run around and try to use it, you know, and it's something that I have to point out that if you're going to snatch something, it's fine. You can get inspiration from anything and everything. And if it happens to be inspiration from me in any kind of way, you need to make it your own, you know. You need to let it resonate with you. You need to be able to see it in your mind, and you need to be able to say it out loud without anybody around. And then you need to be examining how you say it, because when you're looking at it, you want to go for the accuracy, the highest accuracy. You're pinpointing something, and you're magnifying something so that someone outside of yourself can walk in something that's new.
Yes.
That's why this is why I'm old school, but I put a new school twist on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And Cousin Linda, now we would like to believe we're similar to you. Old school and trying to figure out how to put that new twist. I'm going to say that new Jack Swing twist. Look, that's from the 90s. But
you
got, yeah.
You guys already know stuff. You know what I mean? If I told you, you'd be like, heck yeah, we already know that, you know, but you'd be looking at me like, how did this guy know that though? You know what I mean? That's what you look at me like. And I'd be like, man, I pay attention to what women say, man. You don't listen to me though.
But like you said, you put a new twist to it. So you open the door for us to look at things from a different perspective, back to opening our minds and not having a closed mind.
That's
elevating.
Beautiful. I love that.
Right.
You know, there's a lot to learn. You know, I have a lot of stuff that I have a lot of area to cover, you know, in case somebody came at me with, you know, they had something, you know, it could be anything, whatever it is, you know, and they start opening their mouth, you know, and, you know, the mouth always has a way of telling on the heart, you know, and whatever's going on inside person, whatever that is going on inside that person, that's going to come out their mouth. And I'm one over here, I'm a good listener. I pay attention because when people talk and it gives me a whole bunch of information. So I don't need to hear all that other stuff. You know, all their stuff is like someone just puking all over me. And I'm just like, I'm going to go ahead and just take it, you know, I'll sit here and just take it. You know, sooner or later they're going to be done. And I'm like, okay, you feel better, you know, okay. And I'm just going to go ahead and run my program.
Like me,
you know,
I like to tell stories. Like me, I'm one of those people that like to explain and tell the story. So you'll just pull my meat off the bone.
So, you know, I like to take my time, you know, and be patient, because I can listen to 500 words before I get to two or three words where I could actually work with something, because some people just take that long to get down to the heart of the matter. You know, you got to be able to talk about your feelings long enough to get underneath there where it starts count for something, you know what I mean? So I got to take that time.
Uh-huh. And what aspect, and you take that time, so child development, wow. So when you deal with adults and when you deal with children, what aspect of child development do you work with young people and teach adults how to help develop our children?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of this stuff I deal with is early childhood traumas.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Yeah, because that's
which
that's,
many
that's,
adults
that's,
are
that's,
many adults are walking around with childhood trauma.
That's the whole point of me going into this whole thing because of that fact there, what you just said.
Uh huh.
So Craig, I have a question regarding that.
Okay.
A lot of times when people have committed heinous crimes, the defense immediately goes to, well, they were abused as children. Do you think that is a legitimate excuse for some of this behavior that we're seeing today?
I think that a lot of the behavior we see, as far as I think the one that you're talking about, which would be people that are institutionalized, people that have been to prison, incarcerated in the system, and have come back out and been repeated offenders and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, recidivism and people who are just abusive. I'm seeing so much crime, heinous crimes, and like I said, when
and Craig, the hot topic that Cousin Linda and I try to figure out, why are we having so many mass shootings and homicides?
Okay. I get your point. I know where you're going now. I understand what you're saying and what you're asking. Okay, and it's not a simple fix. You know what I mean? It is a simple fix, but it's not. And
right.
It's gonna take people that that are not afraid to share their knowledge. You know, a lot of people just want to share their knowledge with a select few of people, and they want to try to just leave it like that. But it's not meant for just that. It's meant for everyone. It's meant for everybody to be aware of. So these things are very important, you know, and we have to go back and take a look at some of the mistakes that we've made. And a lot of things are interesting, you know, as far as, like, if we're going to talk about the color of skin, perhaps, you know, whether we want to talk about if your skin is black or if your skin is white, or, you know, I want to say yellow, but, you know, like different shade of yellow or brown or whatever. I've looked at every different color there is, and they're all beautiful. I mean, just everything's gorgeous, you know. I mean, everything is. So that's not a problem. But if you're looking at, let's just say, if you're looking at blacks, well, there was a time when they were very, very wealthy people. They were very meticulous and very fashionable, and everything was good. But, you know, somebody else comes along, right? If you got a good thing, you know, somebody else is going to come along and they're going to snatch it out from underneath you. It's just the way people are. So people think, oh, I could do better than they do. And then they snatch it, and then they do other things, you know. And you can see how that happened. You can see how these things happen. And, but over time, the pyramid, it just falls down from the top down. And then we're going to see some other things that are the way they are things. People just didn't realize who they really are until they have that power right in their hand. And it's not a power to punish anybody. It's a power to unite the people and to continue on with what should be done in spite of how you feel, because feelings are always important. Especially when you're in a relationship with the people outside of yourself, and you're the leader. So you have to take responsibility. And a lot of people have not done that. So we're going to help.
And some people intentionally try to remove feelings.
Well, feelings are very important. You don't want to rely on your feelings all the time, because they don't always accurately reflect what's going on underneath your feelings. So you might have to examine your feelings when they become powerful. Somebody may be saying something or doing something that causes your feelings to be powerful. So that would be a time for you to take closer examination of your feelings. But you have to do it in light of the truth, which is underneath your feelings. You are not your feelings. You are your emotions, what you think, what you say, and what you do. And a lot of people are all over the place, so they don't have no business doing this, because they can't see themselves. And if you can't see yourself, you're not going to be able to see anybody else to do what I'm talking about. It takes a master.
Oh, because when Cousin Linda and I talk about this topic, we're so glad we welcome you to talk with us and with the listeners. When we talk about the topic at hand, we wonder what happens to the compassion and of our leaders, of our political leaders specifically. I mean, what happens? It seems as if some might become numb to some situations like violence.
Well, first of all, love. Let's just clarify what love is first, because I think a lot of people are confused about that. They associate love with their physical bodies. And love has nothing to do with your physical sensations. It's not about gratifying your flesh. It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
It's a higher level. It's a higher way of living.
Yes.
It's a higher way of thinking. It's a higher experience that doesn't actually have the sexual time when you explode. And then after that, it's darkness. You know what I mean? It's like nothing. So
right.
We always want to stay supercharged without exploding. And that's the kind of
right.
love I'm talking about. Not the actual where you
yes.
finish it off deal.
Right. Gratitude and love go hand in hand. And you're talking about agape love. And then we shall always be in the spirit of gratitude.
Yeah. So it's resisting the temptation to finish it off, you know. Most people just want to finish
right.
it off because that's what their whole get down is like. Is that's their whole get down. But that's not what I'm talking
right.
about as far as love is concerned.
Right.
Those people, they don't know what I'm talking about. They won't never have that experience until they die to that crap over there.
Right. But you're using great metaphors that people can relate to. You're making some people's minds click by using that type of metaphor, because people are trying to, yeah, you're right. So many people are, and there's a lot of people, you're talking about like a selfish lover. You know, so many people are so selfish. They're only thinking about themselves. And so you're saying it's not all about, this is my agenda. Let's get to the bottom of my agenda.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. But see, when they do that kind of thing like that, what that shows up to me as is they want to come inside of me. And I'm like, you ain't coming inside of me, and you ain't going to sit down and try to tell me what's right when it's wrong and what's wrong when it's right, sucker. So you're going to have to get out of my face with all that.
Whoa. You make a good point, because that's how so many of us were. I'm American. Cousin Linda's a world traveler. I'm looking forward to traveling with her more. But you make a good point. Many Americans feel like we are being screwed. That's a good point. Because many of us feel like we're being screwed. Back to the crime. Because that's what Cousin London and I've been trying to figure out, and we're glad to have you on to talk. The solutions are simple but complicated. How can we begin to solve this problem?
I got a method I use, and it works just fine for me, you know, and everybody else that has put it into practice has found out that it's bulletproof. So it's guaranteed to work for anyone that wants to apply it. You know what I'm saying?
And what's that method?
Okay, it's like you got to go back. You know what I'm saying? I got to take you back, and you ain't going to like it, because you're going to be like, what are you trying to do, man? What you trying to do, man? You know what I'm saying? And I just say, look, I told you, you ain't going to like it. But you got to take a look at something. It's for your benefit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got to take these grown folk that made all these mistakes back here when they made a baby. A lot of people love making babies, but they don't really want to be a daddy.
Okay, Cousin Linda, that sounds like something. Cousin Linda is an educator, is a teacher. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got folk making babies. It takes two to make a baby. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it does. You know, you can never do it by myself. It always takes two people to do that.
Right.
So people make these babies, right? And these babies come in this world, right? But these people didn't put what they want their baby to know into their baby, because they live in a world that is all messed up. And since they've been living in this messed up world, everything underneath their feelings gets all tangled up in a knot. So they never get down to the heart of the matter. They just continue making mistakes. Here's one of them, their baby of love, when they had an opportunity to put it into them. Okay, there's one. They teach their baby conflicting lessons. They say one thing and do another. There's another one. Want me to keep on going?
Bingo. I noticed that. Society, right.
So they've been conditioned to be punks. And I can't tell you, man, these people are being punked left and right. They ain't got no sense. The people, the powers that be, when that baby came down the birth canal and was docked at that hospital, they had some papers for you to sign your baby over to the United States of America, because this baby's going to make some money.
Oh.
See, so all this stuff that you teach your baby is messed up stuff, man.
So you're taking us back to the womb. You're taking us back to when the babies are made, when we talk about the solution to the crime problem.
Yeah, I'm talking about a baby that comes through the womb. You know, the
right.
it comes in a sack of water down the canal.
I'm just saying, you're taking us way back to the beginning, mm-hmm. not like when they're in the first grade or second grade, but it happens when the parents and society start teaching them. Because like I always thank my cousin Linda that's co-host. I always thank her. It's a 20-year age difference, but you wouldn't think it. And when I was a toddler, she began taking me out publicly. My mother and my siblings were really good at training me, but Cousin Linda would ask my mother if she could invite me out to teach me etiquette and how to dine in nice restaurants, not fast food restaurants. So that's what you're talking about? Because that's something I always thank Cousin Linda for.
Well, a lot of that has a lot to do with your position, you know, in society. Right. I would say.
Right.
Yeah, and so like people that talk, like I could talk slang, I could talk gangster, I could talk black, I could talk Mexican, I could talk all kinds of different ways, and it's not because I'm making fun of anybody or I'm trying to be a clown or anything, which I could be. But I don't choose to do it that way. I just choose to communicate in a way that they would find, you know, a little bit unusual. It was different to hear somebody talking the way you talk. You look the way you look, and it's just a mixed bag. But when I bring it all together, when I bring all that shit together, it shows up as something that as a gift that I'm giving to you, and it shows up as you receiving a gift from me, and I'm just like. That's what we do. We make a love deposit into somebody else's love bank. So if they have something from you that is amazing, you know, and there was no threat, you know, it was just completely a peace movement, you know, victory movement, if you will. They go hand in hand together, you know.
Cousin Linda, we would like for you to talk more.
Oh, I'm just listening.
Cousin Linda is a native of Jackson, Mississippi, and speaking of black history, she marched with the late Medgar Evers during the Civil Rights Movement here in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
And it's Medgar Evers' homecoming week right now.
Okay, are y'all having something at Freedom Corner?
Yeah, it's been event started last week, and so Freedom Corner. Yes,
I'm glad that because a lot of people don't know about Mister, and I'm glad that his name is kept alive, so that people who are so much younger than you have know all the contributions made to the civil rights movement. Because you will come into contact with a lot of black people who unfortunately don't know our history and don't know some of the major people who made sacrifices so that we can enjoy a certain, I guess, like, benefit this day and age. So I'm glad to hear that. But I knew that Medgar wouldn't be forgotten in Mississippi. But since this is a worldwide audience listening and nationwide, a lot of people need to be made aware of who he was.
A lot of confusion out there with a lot of different people, because everybody has something they say about what they think, and when you think certain things, it causes a chemical reaction, and that chemical reaction has an influence on our hearts, our lives, you know, our bodies and stuff. And we can tax our bodies to the degree where we become sick, and we gravitate towards this system that's here, one that feeds us things that we don't need, and it's not making us better; it's making us worse. So there has to be escape routes, you know what I mean, out of this madness. There has to be a way to step up out from underneath that bondage that man puts on top of man, and come to a higher position to look at the situation from a panoramic view instead of that limited identity that you were under that bondage before.
Right. What Black history stories can you tell us from your area in California? I'm always fascinated with the Black history stories in California.
Okay.
And in Dallas, Cousin Linda. Well, we definitely need to I would like to go to the Black History Museum in Dallas when I come in August.
Yeah, I love Black history, man, because of the fact that it has a lot of richness to it, you know. It has some depth to it. Mm-hmm. It has soul to it, you know what I mean? And so I'm all about food, you know. And I was, years ago, I was looking at okra. You guys,
you're
okra,
in the
I
right
think.
Place again, because we love to talk about food. And okra,
well,
oh my God, that's one of our family's favorites. So talk on, brother.
Okay, so I was doing some soul searching. You know what I mean? With this soul food right here, okra is a soul food, as far as I'm concerned. So it took me back, you know, this little journey I went on took me back to the plantations, and it showed me Black women, mm-hmm. you know, this whole thing, this okra thing was tied into Black women on the plantations and whatnot. And, I was like I was there, but I wasn't there. Just in my mind, I was there though, you know, and I was looking at this whole thing, and it was like having an experience. They couldn't see me, but I could see them kind of experience. And I could observe up close and be all personal with it and ask questions. And no, I'm not disturbing nobody while they're doing what they're doing, but they were using the okra in the beans. They were putting okra in this pot of beans and cooking it outside on a fire. And they were cooking this okra. They put the okra in there. And the question that I had in my mind, as they were talking, they were answering it. And I was just like listening, like, wow, really? So if you put okra and beans, and when you're done cooking your beans, you take the stuff out, the green stuff out of it, and all the other stuff, the clear stuff, gets mixed in with the beans and enhances the flavor of the beans. So the beans are like banging, like, you know, mwah! You know, so they were actually eating good. And then just, it goes on and on and on, but there's something else I wanted to say. So that's how I got tied into figuring out all this stuff like that. But then one day when I was in prison, you know, cause I've been in prison a lot. And, one time when I was in prison, I ran into a gentleman. His name was, he was a beautiful man, by the way, very humble man, very, very wise man. Put it this way, his few words, but every word that he said really made you think about something, like what you were thinking, and made you ask yourself, what are you thinking? Because he said something important, you know, might want to pay attention. And so I was tripping on this dude. His name was Geronimo Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking together on a summer day together in prison, and we spent about an hour walking and talking, and he enlightened me about things that were important to, I think he meant for Black folks is what he was talking about, but that's cool though, you know, because when he was talking to me the whole time,
if you don't mind me asking, what is your nationality, Craig?
Me? I'm Italian, Portuguese, and just a bunch of other crap.
Okay.
So, so while he was talking to me, I felt like a little kid walking around with another little kid. And then when he finished the whole thing, he was looking up at his dad, and he looked at me. He told me, "This is what's important, man, is to become a father, a good one." And I just started crying.
Wow.
I said, "Dang, that's tripping me out, dude."
Wow.
Bethany, when you were talking about Black history in California, the first thing that came to my mind was Oakland and Black Panthers.
Right.
So that's the only thing that I really know. So, and also the Watts riot.
Yeah.
Me too. And last year I seen a very interesting story regarding the Black history, where a Black family bought back their beach.
Yeah,
about back a beach area, and I thought that was so fascinating.
I think it was given back to them because they had purchased it. Yeah, way back there in what the 30s or something, and then the state of California came along and took it.
Yeah, so these women that were making these food back in the day. You know, a lot of those people that owned them plantations would put them girls through culinary training because of that. You know, because they knew how to do all this stuff.
Right.
You know, and they figured they could be.
Right.
Now, if you fast forward up to today, right now, you go to some of these restaurants, some of these high end restaurants, and try to order some of this food like I'm talking about. You're gonna pay some money for that.
Exactly, and both my late mothers who were sisters. Could throw down on some fried okra. Cousin Linda, now one thing we can cook with fried okra. I bet your bottom dollar on that. Like Uncle Dave used to say. We can cook some fried okra.
Okra is so hard to find now because I looked all over.
That's good to know, Cousin Linda. We might need to open open that restaurant.
Yeah, I know.
Because last summer I was looking for some because I was cooking greens, and in fact I have some collard greens and ham hocks in the refrigerator, and I'm going to
yum.
But I wanted the greens with okra, but I can't find fresh okra. The only thing you can find, if you're lucky enough to find it, is frozen okra, which will do, but I like my fresh. And when you get fried okra over here, I mean, you have to go to certain restaurants. So here, people don't know how to fry okra for the most part.
And you're in Dallas, Texas.
It's a restaurant down in Deep Ellum. And I have to compliment the guy that waited on us. It was about two summers ago that we went down there. And I ordered fried catfish and fried okra, and they actually had fried it in cornmeal like it's supposed to be fried. And I was so glad to finally find somewhere in Dallas that actually knows how to fry okra. Because here you get this old gummy stuff. It's, I guess, frozen.
Oh, yes, gooey.
On it.
Sounds like Craig know about that real okra.
But it's very difficult to find it. And when I finally found like a little half pint last summer, I think it was about $4.99. And I was telling one of my friends here in Dallas that I had found it. She had seen some, but she refused to pay the price. And I don't know if it's some kind of shortage or if they can't grow it or whatever. But okra is real difficult to find. Bethany, you know, living in Jackson, it was all over the place when we were coming up.
Right, in the grocery stores, at the farmer's market. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's why.
And so Craig, what you were saying about the ladies learning the culinary of cooking okra and other fascinating food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just one thing. That's just one thing. I'm just talking about one thing. Okra. And beans, of course. But that's what they was doing with it. They was doing like that. you know, and that's, right. That's the thing, you know. It's the thing. It's just like no one had to put things together to bring the best flavor, and whatever flavor's there, you just want to enhance that flavor, just like a woman and a man.
Right.
A woman wants to compliment her man. And
you
a man
make
wants
a good
to compliment
point.
His, yeah.
And you make a good point, because that's part of our family tradition here in Cousin Linda, how our family loves to cook okra, corn, fried corn. I don't know if you're familiar with the fried corn.
Oh, heck yeah.
But, yeah. You know, so you that is just something that we just thought is normal. And now you're saying, and Cousin Linda, now you're saying it's rare, and you're saying the high-end restaurants.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's one reason why my mother, one of her requests for me to write a cookbook, of the family recipes. Wow. And
yeah,
I'm like, we need to open a restaurant, too. Right.
Why give it up?
It's
like having a cow, you know? You get milk from the cow, right? Why give away your cow?
Right.
Do you have some vanilla wafer cake recipe?
The
no,
ice box.
I wish I did.
I perfected that lemon ice box. Oh,
I know.
The lemon. And I perfected the banana pudding. I need to look up that wafer cake. But that wafer cake, I know many of you love that wafer cake.
Oh, the vanilla wafer cake. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
and
blueberry. Yes, and blueberry tart. So you're at the right place, Craig, because we love to talk food and travel and hot topics and Black history and business.
I'm not too
much
of a businessman.
We're supporting small businesses. And being a man of color, brown man, what are your thoughts regarding Black and brown-owned businesses?
No, man, that's – look at – you know, you ever heard of Chiquita Bananas?
Yes.
Okay, listen. You all ate Chiquita Bananas before. I've ate Chiquita Bananas. But I didn't know anything about the CEO of Chiquita Bananas came from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that either.
He came over here the right way. He came over here the right way over here. And then he got this whole thing with the Chiquita Banana thing going. So that's pretty impressive, I would say.
Yeah, right. In fact, I look at the labels on bananas. I do look for Chiquita or Dole, but I'm seeing some labels of, I guess you could say, brand of bananas or imports or whatever.
Right.
And I hardly ever see Chiquitas, and I was just thinking, because I usually have one for breakfast.
Okay.
And
I have some bananas now. I was looking at my label. They're organic. I don't know from where.
You got to remember this, though. The bananas, you call them bananas. They ain't no banana. Real bananas got seeds in them, man. They small little things. A real banana, but they ain't no, they ain't no real bananas.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
What's the difference between a banana and a plantain?
Well, it's a big difference. You can't eat a plantain raw. You have to cook them. But back on the bananas,
yeah.
As a child coming up, that was one of my favorite fruits, because I remember when my mother would go to the grocery store every Saturday, the top of my list would be bananas. And they were sweet. But these things now, I don't know what they taste like. They don't taste much like, in fact, they don't have much flavor to them at all. And like Craig,
I have bananas now that will make a smoothie. But I mix blueberries with them for to bring out the taste.
Yeah, because
I don't know. I don't know about you all, but I know some people that they be eating food all wrong, man. They be eating their food all wrong. They don't even know how to eat. They eat their food all wrong. If they eat their food right, they could live longer without having as many hospital visits. And that means you can live longer, and when you live longer, at the end of your life, it'll just be like 2 or 3 weeks, and you're gone. But you didn't
know
what you had to go to the hospital visit, though.
I posted on my Instagram yesterday, let that food be the medicine. be your medicine. So we're so glad to have you with us, because that's something Cousin Linda and I have talked about. We plan to talk more about, and that's healthy living, our what we eat, not just being mindful, but what we put in our bodies and what type of exercise we get.
In this country, a lot of emphasis is put on foods that are not healthy, because I don't think the powers that be want people to be healthy, because that would, you know, shake up things in the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry.
They don't want you to know these things, but it's not like you can't figure it out. It's just that you've been so brainwashed. You've been feeding your brain. They understand how the brain works. That's what man understands, how the brain works. Man understands that inside the brain is a thing called the hypothalamus gland. Man knows about this thing, and that thing's responsible for bad habits and good habits. So
that's what our habits and our addictions.
Yeah. So
yeah,
exactly. And
it's our addictions, like sugar and white flour.
Right.
All that has to be retrained, and it starts in the hypothalamus gland. So you developed all these bad habits because you've been taught all these things, and you've made all this. You didn't mess it all up, you know. And then you get to the point where you just had enough of this, right? But you know, this is where responsibility kicks in. If you're going to be responsible, then you have to change some of these habits you developed. And the way we do it is by giving ourselves a little thing to practice, so we can get good at it. You know what I mean? Because we got to retrain this area of our brain to develop good habits. So we're going to have to start doing something different than we were doing before. And this is the hardest thing for people to do, because then they forget one day. They forget to practice what they were supposed to practice. And then they go, "Ah, stupid, it's lame." And I go, "No, you're not stupid. You're not lame. You need to stop that. That's a negative attitude. We can't go anywhere with that. You're going to have to stop." And then they finally go, "Yeah, okay, you're right," you know, and then they start getting focused again. Now you can continue doing what you were supposed to do and just keep doing it every day. You're going to make mistakes along the way. I must say, we all make mistakes. It's inevitable. We all do. But at the moment of realization, like you just had, now you have an opportunity to do the right thing. So get off your ass and do it right.
But
right. I needed that pep talk.
It's
basically discipline, self-discipline.
Yeah,
but when you're bringing people up from the cradle to the grave, it's ingrained in them to pick up these bad habits. It's so easy to go to the fast food restaurant, because in my area it's one everywhere. And this is the kind of food that you see advertised.
And Cousin Linda looks 30 years younger than her actual age. I'm in my 50s. People think I'm in my 30s. But Cousin Linda looks like she's 30 years younger than what she is. So she definitely,
I'm 56. I'm 56 years old. And I can run faster than a 21-year-old can forward. I can run faster backwards than a 21 can forward. And they laugh and laugh because they say, "I can't believe it." But I do it all the time.
Right. Yeah. And I'm 54, and I'm amazed at some of these 20- and 30-year-olds, too. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Well, now emphasis is put on material things, not much as what we put inside our bodies, but what we put on the outside of our bodies. How much bling or gold and diamonds do you have?
Right.
How much designer labels can hang on your body? But the food industry has just really, really messed up things in the United States. But, you know, it's about money. Food industry and, like I said, pharmaceuticals. And they're not going to rock the boat. This is where they're from, and they're going to do everything. The money
I'm going to rock the boat right now. I'm going to really rock it hard. You ready? Girls, you can hold on to the side, whatever you got to do. Hold your stuff, man, because we're getting ready to get busy here. You ready? Look it. This is funny. You know, these people have taken over everything, and they're just laughing. You know, they're just laughing at us. They talk to us like we're all a bunch of little robots. you know.
Woo,
and they're going to replace they're going to replace us with these other things, you know, so that they can. I don't know. This is just a weird thing they do.
You're speaking of AI, artificial intelligence.
You know, that's already in the mix already. It's already been introduced into our society. They're just drawing attention. Have you noticed that AI is taking over? You know, it's like everybody's like, oh, really? Is it just starting? What time does it start at? 12 o'clock tonight? No, it's already going, kids.
Right. I think it started like 10 or 15 years ago.
You know, it's odd though, but... You never know. People are up to stuff that they implement things, and it could have started 30 years ago. Like, it could have started in 1997 when they made this law and that law, but nobody's paying attention to anything, or they forgot, and then they get reminded. Remember what happened? This is what they can do to you now. You didn't know they can do it? Well, it's already been a law right back here. You're like, wow, man, we've been screwed that long. Yeah, we've been screwed that long.
Well, they take away our ability to think. Everything that we do is by rote. It's like school. You're not taught how to think in school. You're taught how to memorize stuff. And then you regurgitate it either orally or on a test or something. I'm so tired of all this testing in school.
Share with him your story about your students and their tests.
They don't want to pay attention because they don't have to. They know they're going to be promoted to the next grade. And when you talk to them about taking a test, it's, oh, I already know all that, or they don't need to know that. And the teachers are there for them. They coach them. They have Saturday school. So it's no excuse for students not to pass, but I just wish more emphasis was put on actual learning rather than testing.
The learning process is going to have to come from you. You're going to have to step up your game and do what you know these people are not doing, because if you put your children into their hands, then you're going to be complaining about what you did. Don't try to talk, you know, because we can talk about them all day long. So we don't need to go there, man, because if you're going to separate yourself, you're going to separate yourself either at a lower level than what you're talking about, which makes you twice as worse than what you're saying, or you're going to be talking from a higher level, which is where you come down from as a teacher to teach these little kids, these little third graders, something about the future. Now, people may say to you, like they do me, why would you even waste your time with these people, man? They're just kicking you in the teeth all the time. And I go, you know what? Those people that are kicking me in the teeth all the time you keep talking about, or punching me or this and that, those are people that need love the most. Those are the people that need love. They don't need me saying, screw you and this and that. They need me to step up my game a little bit. And since I don't play games, this is about love. Well, love is doing exactly what it does. It's an action. So back up, step aside, because I'm moving forward.
That is true, but what a lot of people don't understand, because when I complain to my friends about what went on at school, well, why didn't you do this and why didn't you say that? It's because the teacher's hands are tied, the administrator's hands tied. People go into teaching because they obviously love it. It's just, and actually
Hold
I'm
up.
A substitute, but I
Hold
do
up.
It for
Hold
extra
up.
Money.
Those teachers in the classroom, let's just say that a teacher has a ninth grade math class, right? Let's say you're a math teacher, ninth grade, and you're teaching ninth grade math. You got students in there. You got 12, 15 students. Okay, well, what if more than half of your students are still at seventh grade level? So you got to teach ninth grade math, but you're teaching seventh grade level. So the ones that are ninth graders, they're not really enthusiastic about sitting there, you know, why this classroom is not functioning at the level it should be.
That's in every class. But like I'm saying, because it's hard to explain to someone who's not in the classroom in this day and age, because things are so different from when we were in school. Teachers had some leverage back then, but you're teaching a whole different type of student now. Most of them
learn.
A lot of them are in school only because they have to be. You can't get them off their cell phones, and it's like the administration is afraid of them. And I don't know
last episode, she shared with me they own businesses too, Craig. So, you know, they have their own business in the 9th and 10th grade making a lot of money.
But you can still teach.
No, you can't. You can teach the ones who want to learn, but that other batch that wants to disrupt the class, it's really not much a poor teacher can do.
I deal with these folks, man. I'm a professional, man. I'm a fresh. I'm sorry. I didn't introduce myself. You know, I have experience first and foremost. It isn't just like I was interested in the theory part of everything. I was interested in making some contacts with my past experiences that have been crippling me for all these years, you know. And so there's work involved in going back into these times, but going back into these times with an option, with many options, because I don't feel the same way I felt when this thing was happening. I have options to how I feel now, which changes the way things appear to me. Now, I want the highest clarity. I don't want to mess around. I want to just go straight, and I'm not going back in time to live in there. I'm going back to experience love, because I never knew how much I was loved until I saw my past become my credentials, my abilities for my future. So that's the best interest of not only myself, but other people as well. So if I find myself manipulating people, it's because I have the interest of other people in my thought process.
Wow. You mentioning that, actually listening to you, made me think of something that Cousin Linda shared with me on the last couple episodes. Cousin Linda, what's the answer that you receive when you ask your students why do they come to school, the lazy ones, the ones that don't want to, that just exist in class?
They say they come because they have to, because I thought that they came to school because they wanted to. And one young man said, "You thought we came to school because we wanted to?" And I said, "Yes, don't you come to school because you want to?" He said, "Hell no. We come to school because we have to." They can't be truants. I don't know if it's them or their parents, but some of them actually have criminal records that they have to get out of school at certain times to go see the judge or whomever. And I guess there's a matter of truancy. So a lot of these people are in school because they have to be in school. And Beth, you may have been seeing all the issues with fentanyl in the Carrollton, Texas area, because I was shocked. I was up here looking at the news, and two or three kids at the school that I passed by all the time had died from fentanyl overdoses. And what they showed was drug dealers. One of the drug dealers was 13, a 13-year-old student at the school, and the other drug dealer at the school was a 16-year-old girl. So you're dealing with all kinds of issues that are just totally different from when I was coming along, and maybe you too, Craig, because you're so young.
It was only weed when I'm 54, and it was almost 55, and it was only weed and then ecstasy. My friends at Callaway was on weed, and then my other friends of all races were on ecstasy.
Well, see, we didn't even have drugs when
Not
I was
everything. I don't know. They're on everything's out there now.
Yeah, I mean stuff I've never even heard of, and when they talk about it on the news, they'll say, "Well, be sure you look out for bath salts or K2 or some of this." I'm like, what is this stuff? But
I heard about K2 in Dallas. Dallas PD told me, turned me on to K2. I'm like, I said, Jackson do not need K2. Jackson is crazy enough.
They have students who are actually on drugs. I had one student, I think he was going through heroin withdrawal. because when he would come in school, I hadn't seen behavior like this. He had the dilated pupils, which, and I don't know what drug symptoms to look for or withdrawal symptoms. I mean, I'm just so ignorant about a lot of these drugs. But this young man would come in and lie on the floor. And, if you know, I'd ask him to sit in his seat, and he'd fall out the chair. And he scratched all the time. And I remember years ago reading about how heroin scratched. So I finally had to report him to the assistant principal because I did all I could do to help him. And I told the assistant principal, I said, I think blah, blah, blah is actually going through some kind of drug withdrawal. And I don't know who they contacted or whatever, but the young man was withdrawn from school because he was just really acting weird. And a lot of kids come in sleep. And it's just different in a classroom. And I know I used to talk to friends of mine who taught school, and I'd say the same thing. Well, why don't you do this and why didn't you do that? Your hands are tied. There is nothing you can do. You can't discipline the children. Then you got to worry about your life. Will they come back and shoot up the place?
No, look, it's back in the day was a much different time. We evolved since those days. We can go back to
the early 50s. We have about 6 more minutes. I'm just letting you all know we have about 6 more minutes, and then we air tomorrow morning. Are you an early bird, Craig? Because airing early tomorrow morning. At 5 a.m.
Yeah, I get up.
So tomorrow, Thursday, early shows, and Friday at 4.
Okay, so
tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Now, Bethany, are you sure you're going to have the show at 5 a.m.?
I am sure.
I set my alarm to go off at 5, and I get that little message.
Yes.
Got no show.
Set your alarm like you're going to teach those beautiful children.
Okay.
Okay. What were you saying, Craig?
So what time is that for me? That's
Thank
4
you.
O'clock for me?
That's 3 for you, 3 a.m.
That's 3 for you.
3, that's cool. I could do that at 3. I'm sure I could be awake at 3. I don't think I have nothing going on tomorrow, so I could do that. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, World Wednesday. So we're discussing the world, how we can make the world a better place, and hot topics. And Cousin Linda is a world traveler, so she actually talked about some places that she's traveled to around the world.
That's amazing, though. I love that.
But how we can make this, like Michael Jackson used to sing, how can we, you know, make this world a better place? How can we make this world a better place?
I wish
he talked. He said it starts looking in the mirror. You know, that's where you got to start looking in that mirror. You know, and I'm not talking about that mirror you look at in the bathroom where you look at yourself and you go, "Man, I got to get ready." You know what I mean? No, I'm talking about the mirror that you look at yourself on the inside, so that you can see yourself clearly. And then if you could see yourself clearly, you could see other people clearly, and the world's going to be a better place.
Self-reflection, right?
Okay, well, since it's time to wind down, I'll just go ahead and check out. Nice meeting you, Craig, and have a nice day.
Cousin Linda, you didn't tell us what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for, what's your gratitude for today.
Oh, I'm so thankful that I am in control of my faculties. I can think. I can get up move around stage. I am just very blessed and very thankful.
Amen.
All three of us. And Mr. 20-year-old, 57-year-old can beat these 20-somethings. Yes. That is great to be grateful of. Because, Cousin Linda, I think many of us would treat our bodies better if we just would do better. So many, we could prevent getting sick from just losing our just simple things, the way we function. If we just eat better and sleep better and eat better and exercise and not worry. So many of us worry and stress a lot also.
Yeah, too much worry, too much stress is never good. Worry generates worry, you know what I mean? And that ain't never going to be good for you. And if you, and you know, our cells in our body, our cells, they act like they don't have to do anything. They act like it's, there's no emergency. So they're just going to get old and we're going to get sick and all this. No, we gotta shock our bodies into a emergency mode so that our cells start waking up and doing something. So if there's a lot to this, we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Because I'm getting back into shape, and you all are in good shape. I'm getting back into shape, and so those of you that have never gotten out of shape, please stay in shape. It is hard work at any age, because I see 20-something-year-olds trying to get in shape, and it's not easy. So stay in good shape.
I post a lot of information from the People's Pharmacy, which they're into natural medicine, home remedies, and make sure you make your listeners aware of the People's Pharmacy, because they have so many answers to health problems that can be taken care of without drugs, without all this medication.
I'm detoxing right now, a remedy, Cousin Linda, and you probably do also, Craig, the apple cider vinegar. And the cayenne pepper and the the cayenne pepper and the cinnamon. I'm doing
and
that right now. And
not
the lemon,
not just any cinnamon.
No, not just any cinnamon.
Oh, what kind? I hope I'm using the right cinnamon. Okay, I need to get the natural cinnamon. I have the powdered cinnamon. Okay, and I need to get my ginger. It's called what?
I can't remember. I can't remember how to say it now. But it's not. You can't just get regular cinnamon. Ain't gonna work. You have to get the special one.
Okay.
Because it has benefits. The special one has benefits. The other one it ain't working.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have raw honey though. Raw honey, right?
Yeah, little honey's good. Little honey's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It can't hurt you.
Okay, so I need to correct my cinnamon, and I need to get the ginger.
And you have to – this is the most important thing if you want to cut down on your glucose spikes, because if you have glucose spikes in your intestines, that's where it goes down, right? The spikes happen. If you get those spikes in there, what's going to happen is you're going to get Alzheimer's, you're going to get dementia, you're going to get diabetes and all this stuff. So we have to protect our intestines. And how we do that is paying attention to how we eat, what we eat first, second, and third. You know what I mean? Because that is going to save your health, and you won't have to go to the doctor as much because you did something to work on your problems instead of neglecting that area of your life where you needed some undivided attention.
All righty. Well, I look forward to our conversations in the morning. Y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
Right,
okay. Thank you. Thank you, Cousin Linda. Thank you, listeners. And thank you, Craig. You have been just an amazing, amazing participant today.
Well, thank you. And it's been a blessing to be here, you know, to be able to share without any rejections. You know, it seems like people are actually getting that, you know, which is definitely a surprise, you know, because a lot of people are just ornery these days, you know. But when you got an audience that's really focused and listening, there's a lot going on.
Yes, you are definitely a blessing, because I'm just amazed at the topics that you are an expert on, or topics that we love to discuss.
Well, we hit a home run today then. That's a good. We've got a grand slam. Yeah. Now we're going to go eat.
So I had just eaten before the show. I'm sipping on my, now I feel weird because I need to get the right kind of cinnamon. I should have known I need to get an organic cinnamon. So I'll find it.
Let me tell you what it's called. I'll give it to you right now. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Okay.
It's called Ceylon. Ceylon. Ceylon.
Ceylon.
Yeah. The other cinnamon.
Okay.
The other. The true cinnamon is Ceylon. I think it's how it's called.
Okay.
Ceylon. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
That's the one you want. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, because I do not want us to get cut off. But how did you find out? Are you a BTR show listener, or are we social media friends?
I got bored out of my skull today, and I just said, well, I'm going to go to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to see who's posting stuff that I might be interested in. And I saw your thing, and so I clicked on it, and next thing you know, I'm live on the air, and I'm like, hey.
Hey, yay. Thank you.
Hey.
And the show has ended. Right, the show just ended. We're not live. We're not live, but Blog Talk will give us, about 10 or 15 minutes to chit-chat. But the show just ended.
Cool.
So I'm glad we did the closing remarks. I like to share my email address, but, people can contact me through there and do like you. And so you clicked on, and you clicked on. And I'm like, hey, 408. But I'm giving away your area code. Let me see who this is. Let me see who this is.
And you
were ready.
If you look at my last four digits in my phone number, it's 268. Who do we appreciate? I'm just kidding. Don't. I'm just having fun. That's all.
And we did have fun. You were ready to have fun at the beginning of the show, and we definitely had fun talking about important situations and topics.
I love
care.
Talking about these things.
Yeah, and self-care.
It's important that we get this information out to these people, man. I don't care how young they are, how old they is. This information is gonna be valuable to the right person at the right time in their life, and we got to put it out there and have that responsibility of making sure that it's out there in the atmosphere with all the rest of the stuff that's out there. A lot of that stuff in the atmosphere, as soon as this stuff goes in the atmosphere, all that stuff has to drop down to the ground because it just dies like it's nothing. And what we're saying has substance, so people actually get something from it. You understand?
Right. Really get something. And that's what I have said since the beginning, and I say it I say it often here, that when we come on the show, and it definitely happened this evening, I like us to go out knowing more than what we came in knowing. And
yeah,
so
that
happened today.
my whole goal is to let you feel love, and to let that love continue to keep growing and growing and growing. And we're not talking about physical body stuff. We're talking about something that's higher than that. Something that lasts forever, and it's not going to be violated by any act of the flesh. It's not going to be tainted by that process. We're going to keep it real.
Right.
And that's what you want. You don't want anything else. You want it real, and if you cross the line, it becomes darkness.
True. Darkness and why and what's next, why new questions arise and what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when we're in the darkness, like the David Goggins, he's one of the motivational people I like to watch, and that's what he mentions often. When you get in that dark spot, in that dark room, then you start, you become a better people. Most of us do. But we start asking, what's important?
Well, that's if you can see. But a lot of times when you're stuck in the darkness, that means you're blind. And when you're blind, you can't see yourself doing can't see yourself doing all that bullshit until the light comes on. And then when you see yourself caught in all that bullshit, that's embarrassing as hell. You don't want to be stupid ass stuck in that
indeed.
Embarrassing spot where you got all that guilt and shame from your dumbass movements that you did. You're going to stop doing that.
I definitely am. I'm dealing with that now.
Yeah, they didn't want no part of none of that.
Right. Like, what? How did I actually go through that? What? Lesson.
You could cut
lesson
people
learned.
Off. You cut them off. You cut them off right now. You cut them off right now. Let me show you. You cut them off right now. Because look, when these people are cut off right now, you're going to find themselves at the crossroad. And when you're at the crossroad, you're pondering which way to go. And I'm going to make sure it's so obvious, you know, this way, dummy. You ain't going back into that shit again, are you, boy?
Right.
Now come this way and put some distance.
As you say crossroads, I keep hearing Bone Thugs, Thugs and Harmony. Crossroads,
mm-hmm.
Right. And that's
sometimes
all deeper than more people thought.
Sometimes you got to talk a little bit like you sandpaper or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to talk like
right.
You're rough, you know, because if somebody rubs up against you, all that's going to happen is you're going to be sanding some of them rough spots that they had on themselves. You know, the rough exterior of yourself is rough for a reason, you know. And when
right.
you get underneath the rough, when you get underneath that rough exterior of self,
you get down. And I exercise gentleness with the wrong – I exercise gentleness with the wrong people because they definitely do not comprehend gentleness.
No, and that's the point.
My sign is Leo, so I usually show the gentle side of my lioness, but I'm like, I need to roar, like you just said. Roar.
Look at you. You don't need to roar. You don't need to roar. You don't need to roar. You know why? You know why?
Why?
That girl, she said it. She said, this girl's on fire.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, she said, this girl's on fire, man. I was like, Alicia, you. I smiled at her because she's a little sweetie pie.
That was deep. People don't realize that's deep. I mean, many people don't understand. That's deep, what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I want my baby on fire, you know what I'm saying? I got that kind of desire, you know what I mean?
Wow.
That's why when you open up your heart to somebody, you can set that person on fire for love, you know what I mean? So next time you bump into them, they're all in love with you, you know what I'm saying? And they got nothing but love for you, you know what I mean? And so you got a good place to work with somebody, you know what I mean? Because they always got the door mm-hmm. open for you. You know, you ain't no trick ass, you know, person trying to manipulate them and trying to control them. And then if they have any feelings about that, you exploit their feelings and shit. And then they don't feel like they even have a relationship. They can't bring nothing to the table because it's all about your dumbass, you controlling freak. Stay away from me. Back up. Because I got something to say, mother. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the mic. Check it out.
Woo!
I get a mic. Check you, freak.
You're describing my last
going, yeah,
relationship. You're describing my last relationship. Oh, my God. Yes.
You know, and then they go, man, what happened? What happened, man? It's, shut up, man. I got something to say real quick. I'm going to get this off my chest, man. I've been holding back. Now I'm time to say it. And then you lay it down. You just lay it down, and people go, man. They just start bowing down to the truth. You know what I'm saying? They start bowing down to the left of you and to the right of you, man. And you just say,
and
stand
up. The truth set us free.
Yeah, tell them to stand up and walk like a man and walk like a woman.
Yes. And what are your social media contacts and your email address? I know you will be on the show tomorrow morning.
I haven't got that part. I haven't got that far yet. Unfortunately,
wow.
I'm still new to all this stuff, so I'm not really that far.
Oh.
Yet.
Oh.
Maybe someday.
Well,
someday
I'm glad you are
be.
Part of the BT. Do you have? You know, you can create a listener profile. Do you have a listener profile account with BTR? You know, you can create a listener profile. And we can chat in the chat room with people, and you can, you know, you can create a listener profile.
Could you send me the link or something? Because
I sure will.
Okay,
and then you can create a profile. Because look, right at our last 15 minutes, I opened the chat up in case someone entered the chat room, like you called in. I opened the chat in case someone was chatting in the chat room, but I didn't see any chat.
It's okay. Well,
but
you know,
but,
you know.
But I'll start keeping it open because listeners also create listener profiles and other hosts. You know, we listen to each other's podcasts, too. Other hosts call in, too, and listen. We listen to each other's shows.
Okay. Well, they probably, my name's out there, you know. They call me Way Busy, too. They call me Way Busy.
Oh, because you are Way Busy. I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just it's my stage name. That's my stage name. Whenever I go out in public, I'm on stage unless someone else is on stage and I'll be in the audience. But for the most part, I like to be on stage because I feel
you're
like
an actor or comedian. You're an actor, comedian, in DJ. Speaker,
yeah,
I know you're a speaker. I know you're a speaker.
Yeah. Well, a little bit, you know. I like I said, I haven't had very much, haven't had very much exposure, I should say. I've just been kind of under the radar, kind of a kid, you know. And I'm waiting for the opportunity. I'm just not pushing it. I don't want to push anything because every time I think I know what something's going to do or something's going to happen. I find out it doesn't happen that way. It happens completely different, which is always a better option for me, just to put myself in a position like I don't know anything. That way I can get the best of the best. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not impatient, although I'm impatient because I get a little bit, passionate about, you know, flowing like I do, and sometimes I step over people and stuff, but I don't mean to do that. It's just that I feel like that I'm not done conveying something outwardly yet. I don't want you shutting me off before I'm done, you know?
Yeah, I'm like that. You mentioned that earlier in our talk. I get so excited. And also I am, my passion and projects and ideas that I'm very compassionate about are exploding, are coming back to life.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. And like you said, it's not that orgasmic feeling, it's just that flow feeling. Just keeping it in a flow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and it feels good.
Because every time you go for the gusto, like most people just want to go for the gusto on things, you know, and they want to do the thing. But once you do the thing, then you got none of the stuff I'm trying to show people. Look, at you don't have to do the thing to enjoy the thing, because there's more to the thing than what you think.
Right. That you sound like Coach Prime. That sounds like something Coach Prime would say. You know, he spent a few years down here in Jackson before going to Colorado. That sounds like something Prime would say. What you say? You don't have to do the thing, experience the thing.
You know, so you get to make that thing work. You know what I'm saying?
That's Way Busy right there. That's a Way Busy quote. You're going to have me quoting that.
Well, you heard it here, you know, you heard it live, you know what I'm saying? This is a live performance in front of a live audience, you know what I mean? This is Way Busy, your host with the most from coast to coast, reaching out and touching people. Where it counts.
Right.
Hit him in the funny bone, baby.
Right, global love. California
global.
Love
there
be
you
global
go.
Love.
There we go. See, you already got it all. You know what I'm talking about, man. Some people be feeling me, you know what I'm saying? All over the world, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide, baby, you know what I'm saying? Without end. No end to this, man. This is all the way live. I'm telling you, I'm talking about, you know, I'm not talking about little stuff anymore. I mean, the little stuff that I was talking about that I was saying was no big deal. Well, I found out that little stuff is the big stuff. You know what I mean? That's what big dreams are made of. And I was like, dang, we got a bunch of little stuff here. And look at the bigger picture. It's beautiful. Can you see what I see?
Right.
The future is wonderful and amazing. I fell in love with the future. You want to go with me? Come on, let's go.
Beam us up, Scotty. Talking about new technology.
Hey.
Right.
Remember, you live your life upside down. When you live your life upside down, you're elevating the world around you so the world could be a better place and they can see what you're saying, because you had to come down here to elevate it. Come on, wake up, America.
Right.
Yeah. This is secret stuff, but I'm letting the cat out of the bag or the genie out of the bottle.
And I have a cat named Sylvester. And you heard the pooches barking, and I had to shut the window. Yeah. But, wow, the cat out the bag. Yes, a genie out the bottle. I like to think I'm genie.
You know, everybody wants to see what's in the bottle, you know. And but the genie's already out of the bottle. The magic is there. And the magic is that we're going to talk about tomorrow how to make your life a better life, so that you don't have to go to the doctor as much, because of what you're doing today is being responsible for your health. And if you're healthy, you're going to be wealthy beyond what you could ever think. If you don't do, that's on you.
All right. And only you can
so
do it.
Help.
Only we can do what we need to do. Only we can do what we need to do.
That's right. We want to empower other people with a positive attitude so they can do what they were doing at a lower level, at a higher level, because it's much easier up here than it is down there, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you have to have somebody that knows what they're talking about. It has to be somebody with experience, like a life coach. A life coach is really a good thing to have on your team, because what they do is they help you to be a better person on the inside so that on the outside you can perform at a higher level and make more money and all that good shit. Now, if you're a spiritual leader, which I am also, you're going to remind people of who they already are so they don't have to act like something they already are. And that's a plus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have all this other stuff that we bring into the picture, which is a benefit to people in the future. Now, sometimes people in the immediate right now don't actually act like they're reciprocating, like they got anything. But don't worry. If you get in the way of what you're saying at this point, you screwed your own testimony about the truth, and you don't want to get in the way of that, because that would be detrimental to these people, which is what's important to you, their welfare. So straighten up and fly right for a change. Fucking me?
Yeah,
fucking you. Pay attention, man. Keep it between the lines, Jack. Don't go this way or that way, because you're going to hear this sound.
Mm-hmm.
That means you keep it straight, dude. And that's what I was trying to help people to see, is that you don't have to go for the gusto. You can just go ahead and enjoy the process. When you finally come to that point where two people have to do these things, you know, it's something that is more special, because you got to enjoy the process of getting to that point instead of just jumping ahead and putting the cart in front of the horse and then sitting in the dark wondering what the fuck you're going to do now.
Yeah.
Love is, it means so many things. It's not a seal of approval or diamond rings. No, it means a very great deal. Trust and honesty in how you feel. Now, those vows are sacred, yeah, to be cherished and true, more than just the words, I love you. But you want to remember those words and what they mean, because love is to be felt and sometimes seen. You understand?
Love's supposed to be unconditional. I got your back 1,000%, 100,000%, and you got mine. And
well,
when we talk about
topic
love, just loving the world, loving ourselves, loving each other.
Yeah, man. Look, you can. I can love somebody. Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not about you. It's not about them. It's not about her or anybody else. It's just about love. And when you're in love with yourself, then you don't have to go satisfying, gratifying the flesh part of yourself, because that's just the physical body. We ain't talking about that.
And
we
then feel empty.
Beyond.
And then when it's gratification, then you feel empty.
You
know,
do,
it might have been fireworks. It might have been fireworks, but then what happens after fireworks are dying out? Then it's quiet and boring, somebody needs to clean up this mess.
You're making more of a mess when you do that, because you're going to go around projecting hated parts of yourself, because you're getting all bitter about things because you didn't do it the right way. So that caused you to get bitter about everything. And when you're bitter about everything, bitterness bitterness will spring up inside of you into this hatred, this hated parts of yourself, and you go project that
right.
on people that
right.
are closest
you get
to
so
you
bitter.
And everybody. And
you get so bitter about the situations caused by that you feel that it was inflicted by others, then you start hating yourself. Yeah, you make a good point. You get bitter, and then it turns inward.
Now, what happens to these people that are doing these things? Somebody has to get a hold of these folks, and it has to be the right person to handle these kind of people. Because when a right person has these people within their influence,
now we cut off. If we cut off, you'll get a text when it cut off, because Blog Talk Radio letting us talk.
Yeah,
but we're not on the air.
So when,
but we cut off. I text you.
Yeah.
It's so
okay.
You can have
okay.
my number. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
but we'll be on air tomorrow.
We'll be on tomorrow. You know, it doesn't matter. We'll be on tomorrow. You know, that's okay. And then I'll show up tomorrow, and then we'll talk about all this tomorrow for sure. Again, I'm sure I'll bring it up again, or you'll bring it up, and I'll refresh my memory and I can pick
right.
up where I left off. But there's a lot more that I need to say that needs undivided attention. You know, it's like when you go to bed tonight. You know, tomorrow is going to require your undivided attention. The things that are going to be required of you are going to be your focus. So.
Right.
I require that of people that I'm speaking to, because I don't want people to be confused or misunderstand what I'm saying. And a lot of times there is going to be some misunderstanding because we have a lack of communication because of what they were already taught, and that's what they believe is the truth. Now, I'm into telling
mm-hmm.
people that, you know what, if you're not going to be flexible and bend for me, then you're going to break, because I will snap you in half.
Right.
Yeah, and they don't like it when I start getting on to someone because they're being a potty mouth, they're being disrespectful, rude, and they're just like all the things that I despise of when I'm speaking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I do become the heavy all of a sudden. I become this alpha male all of a sudden, and I'm like, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I know how pimps do it. You know what I mean? I know how pimps are with their women and stuff, and so a pimp is not into what people would think that they're into. They're into telling themselves if they like this stuff, well, then that's where the problem is. So for a pimp, he can't be indulging in his fleshly desires if he's going to be a real pimp.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't talking about pimps or none of that stuff. We're just using it as a picture mm-hmm. to show you that, you
well,
know,
I love
even
your
a pimp's
metaphors, and I love your metaphors and the way you paint the picture. Right.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me being a leader.
Yes.
Yeah. But you sweet, though. You very sweet. And that's why I keep talking with you, because you obviously got something good to offer, and I'm all about the good stuff.
Yeah. But it's good that you talk about the good stuff, but you also talk about those wolves. What? Those sheep and wolves. What is it, wolves and sheep clothing?
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing them up also.
Yeah, they look like they all that, but when you get inside of them, you see what's on set and inside that thing, and that's what people get hooked up with.
Oh my goodness, that's a good point. You find out they're wimp. Like, wait a second, I thought you were a bad wolf. I thought you was a bad, bad wolf. Oh, my God. You're a wimp. You're right. Some bullies and some people that like to just throw their weight around. Sometimes when you really, like, pay attention, like you say, undivided attention, when you really give your undivided attention to their behaviors, it's like, oh, my God. You're a wimp. or you probably would say, you know what word.
Yeah, I tend to be a little fly. I'm a little fly for a white guy.
Right.
I like to have fun, though, you know what I mean? Because
so,
it's all good, you know what I mean?
Right.
My experiences in life, man, you know, I look back in my life, and I'm not exactly jumped up and down farting purple rainbows over the shit, you know what I mean? But the way I look at things from a higher position, I see what love was doing down here that I could never do. And so I get an opportunity to be born to love again. You know what I mean? Only this time I'm not
right.
ignorant of
you
love.
Know what? I feel I'm experiencing a rebirth. Are you experiencing a rebirth or you already been rebirthed? But I feel like I'm going through this rebirth.
Well, you is.
Remember when Prince buried, you know, had like a funeral for his old self, and he reinvented his new self. You know, I feel like I'm going through that.
You like the rest of us. Us roses in the garden. You know what I mean? The garden of love. There's lots of roses in the garden. And a lot of people passing by, you know what I mean? And they want to stop and they want to admire the rose, you know. It's just a bud,
right.
The rosebud, but it's gorgeous, right. You know, in the morning. And when people are looking at it and they're coming by and they're getting a whiff of their aroma.
You're an empath, a clairvoyant also, because that is something I love to do. I'm one of those people that literally would stop and smell roses when I'm walking past a rose bush or if I'm in a store. I love to stop and smell the roses. And that's how we should be with life. We shouldn't be just, like you said, going for the gusto. Slow down and smell the roses.
Yeah, man. You know, and this is the thing I learned about smelling roses. You know what I mean? I learned this much. You don't want to reach in your pocket and grab your scissors and cut it down. You know why? Because it's not done growing. It's going to be bigger and so much more beautiful, and the aroma is going to be carrying in the air, going all different places and stuff. So let it grow until it's full beauty, it's full potential, man. Don't cut it down. It's not done growing yet.
Good point.
You know,
good
that's
point.
Like me being in the rose garden. I'm the convict, the ex-convict in the rose garden. Don't come over here and try to cut me
down. And you're definitely not looking at life. Look, you're in the rose garden, and you're definitely not looking at life. What is it through rose-colored sunglasses? Right. You see it for what it is.
Yeah, man. It's natural beauty, you know. Everybody has it, you know. A lot of people don't realize the potential that's within them because they've never tapped into it, because they've always been distracted. And when people get distracted, whatever is underneath their feelings gets tangled up in a knot, a big old knot, and they can never get down to the heart of the matter because everything's tangled up, and somebody has to come along and untangle all this mess and straighten it out for them. And this takes time. There's an art form to rehabilitation, and if you're not an artist, well, you have no business doing this kind of thing.
Right.
You know, it takes a special hand to reach into somebody's mind's eye and take that little speck out of the way so they can see what you're saying. And once they see what you're saying, they can turn around immediately and see where you're coming from. And it's a heart. It's a heart. There's red carpet between my heart and your heart. There's nothing between us other than love. Love
right.
has built a bridge between your heart and mine so we can get across this thing together.
Right.
And some of these.
And that bridge of love is stronger than any hatred. And that bridge of love is stronger than any hatred.
You got to get out of that physical body and get into this part where it's a higher spiritual existence, because the natural part of ourselves is just, it needs the spiritual part to lead the natural part, and sometimes the natural part wants to raise its ugly head and do its thing. But if you're spiritually inclined to eat spiritual food, your spiritual man will be much stronger than your fleshly desires, and you'll be able to bring those desires into subjection to your spirit, because those desires are what's going to take you higher. And I gotta go, because tomorrow we got to put on another show.
Yes, early in a.m.
You better text me or something. Give me a reminder.
I will. I will text you an hour before.
Okay, okay. Then I'll be ready off some coffee and everything, and hopefully we'll be on the
I'll
airway.
I'll give you a wake-up call, because it's going to be 5 my time and 3 your time. So, I don't know. I go to bed early. I watch a little late-night news and news occasionally, and I'm not sure if Jimmy Kimmel is a rerun or not, you know, with the writer's strike.
Well, You just have to remember this, okay? You want to remember this. The two main ingredients for willpower.
Ah.
You need willpower. There's two ingredients that you need. It's blood sugar levels and rest. Those are the two things that you need for willpower to get you through the next day. I'm the kind of kid that I don't want to use my willpower up if I don't have to.
Right.
Okay.
I'm back on my regular sleep pattern, and so I'm with the 5 a.m. club. Say like you're probably with the 5 a.m. club, but it'll be 3 a.m. for you tomorrow.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be waiting for. I'm going to try to get everything taken care of, what I need to do today, and then so I can get to bed in a decent time that I feel like that won't conflict with anything in the morning. But my morning schedules are usually the best times, because the morning is when the fire is the most freaking hottest. Not the most hottest, but I wake up smoking hot. I don't go to bed cold and wake up cold. You know, if I got anything I need to deal with at night before I go to bed, I want to get that out of the way, and then I want to go to sleep and wake up in pure joy coming out from inside of me. And I'm gonna be looking at the joy being a witness to the people outside of myself, and look at the different responses to this beautiful picture of this love that's coming out of me, and also coming through other people to me as well. So it's going to be quite an amazing day.
Well, thank you
tomorrow.
For inspiring. Well, wow! Thank you for inspiring too, I'll be honest with you. We're getting the show back on a consistent schedule too. So thank you. Yes, yeah, so we can and people that people need us. So it's important to be there. We need each other, and people need us. And so people like to know, hey, I better make plans to tune in to the show at such and such time. You know?
Yeah, we'll give them something to practice. We have to give them some kind of a formula to practice. And then if they can practice these little tiny things, little exercises, then they'll be ready for a bigger exercise, and they'll be able to go even further. And what I mean by that is that life is going to be full of a bunch of stepping stones. And each stepping stone is going to be a goal, many goals that go to the bigger goal. And the bigger goal is the bigger picture that people are painting. And when you're painting this bigger picture, you're usually doing it with somebody that you love, somebody that you want to spend the future with, and you do it together. And you don't put shit in the picture. Like, you can tell what doesn't belong in there and what – and the things that do belong in there, the things that you want in that picture. So that's the future. And so we want to take advantage of the opportunities when they come in and they go out and they come in and they go out. These are opportunities. These are opportunities to be wealthy, healthy, or whatever you want to be, famous. And when you grab hold of an opportunity that comes inside of you like this, you can take the love inside of your heart and with your mind, you can bring it into yourself, and with your love, you can back it up and put it into action so that it becomes a reality in the world you live in, and other people can participate in reality rather than the illusion that most people are in, which is a false sense of their self. And you're the one that dissolves the ego so people can see themselves. And that, you know what? You're not going to hurt them. You're not going to do anything to them. You're just going to love on them.
Right, and we all need loving on.
Yeah, so we got to get busy. Oh, here I am.
Huh?
I said we got to get busy, and I said, well, here I am. I'm busy.
Right,
I'm way busy.
Here I am.
And you are
here
too.
I am.
So we're all, we got a male way of busy, and we got a female way of busy going on here. So how many more male and female way of busies are out there?
Right.
And I'm not talking about going the wrong direction, that kind of busy. I'm talking about
heading for the future
and paying attention to children. And all of us are children. And if we're all children, then we're all a part of the future if we have the best interest of the children in our thought process. Now, come on, wake up, America. Let's do it again tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And being on the right track.
Yeah.
It's about being on the right track and just motivating each other.
That's it, man. You know, just provoking somebody to do the right thing.
Blog Talk Radio allowing us to talk a while.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They're probably listening right now.
Uh-huh, they're probably saying, wow. And I love Blog Talk Radio. It's amazing. Yes. So they're probably like, wow, yay. They're probably excited from what we're talking about. See, that's what we're talking about. We need to spread more positive talk and inspiration to the people.
That's it, man. You gotta bring something that has substance to it. And a lot of people that put words in the atmosphere, they don't actually do anything. They don't do nothing. They don't accomplish anything good. They just it just falls to the ground and it doesn't do nothing good. But then you got these people that will eat that stuff that falls to the ground, and that's just like, that's like disgusting that they would even consider eating that stuff, because it ain't got no substance to it. It ain't going to sustain your ass.
Right.
It's gonna make your ass crippled, like you can't do shit. So you got to stop eating that stuff, and you got to eat the stuff that is going to motivate you to get up and do something for yourself, so that you can be the better person that you know you are. But it's just that you didn't know how to do this. You needed some help outside yourself, somebody to pick you up out of your stuff and show you yourself and put you back down, so you can see yourself, see your way out of that. And leave that behind you as a reminder of who you used to be. But now you are a superstar.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Prince, baby, I'm a star. You might
That's
not
right.
know
you
it now,
star.
But baby, yes, I are. I'm a star.
Look at you go, girl.
Whoa,
go, girl.
Whoa.
Tell all the girls to come. We'll have a good time tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, I love the ladies, man. The ladies love me, too, so we all good. Let's just do it. Yeah, ain't no problem, man.
What's for your dinner?
I think it's chicken tonight. I think it's fried chicken. I'm not sure. I think so. I saw some chicken out there thawing out, you know, so. I think the kids are probably making that tonight, so that's good.
Oh, cool. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you ever cook with your wife and your children?
Oh, the kids cook. The kids be cooking and stuff. They do all their. You know, they do. You know when they're little, they learn. You know what you like and what you give them and everything. But then when they get bigger, they kind of like other things too. And so they kind of get their own thing going, you know. It's the way kids are, man. They don't really want to be all.
How old are they?
They want to break away. They're almost in their 30s and stuff. One of them's 30 something, and the other one's 28, 29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good kids. They're the best kids I ever had. I never had any kids besides these ones, and these ones are the best. So. And I say that because everybody comes back and says, you mind if I take your kid from you? I'm like, yeah, you and everybody else wants them, but no, you can't have my kid.
Oh, so they really are sweet. Wow.
Well, they had to they had to grow up with someone like me, so I was pretty demanding of their undivided attention. I mean, I was really a force to be reckoned with. So, but and I know it's tough, man, because people that be heavies all the time and they don't get to be the the one that's doing the other thing, you know.
So,
a lot of times
so,
you get a bad
so
you get a bad rap. You get a bad rap, you know.
So they. So,
but then later on in life, kids will start running into what you say, and they'll turn in, and they'll start seeing the wisdom that you was giving to them earlier. They just start to get it later on, you know, and then they really appreciate you when they get older. They appreciate the old school OG talk.
So their mom's mindset, I can imagine, is like yours, very on point.
She's a little bit opposite of me, but she has a lot of good strengths and stuff that really accentuate everything, you know, make it work positively and stuff. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I can only admire about that, you know. I can't say nothing because that's what makes up my babies, who they are and stuff. So
right.
What's the secret
to you all's longevity? I always ask couples that's been together a long time or married a long time.
No, well,
what's your
stay
secret?
Away from each other. That's the best thing. stay the hell away from each other is the best thing. That way
give each other space. You know what? I need to make write an e-book or something with all these answers that I've gotten throughout the years. But you know what? I've never gotten an answer. Stay away from each other. But space is important. You know, God first. Be each other's best friend. Give and take. It's not 50-50. It's 100%. But I have never, and I'm talking about I should have a book, honestly, or we should do a show about the secret of successful relationships. And you said stay away from one another, give each other your space. Right, everybody needs their space.
And sometimes when you give people space, they end up growing a different direction. You know, they grow up going
right.
a different way. And that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But you always want to stay connected for the benefit of the children.
Wow. Oh, okay. So you all stay focused on the kids, too. So that's good.
Well, that's what it's about, you know. The future is all about children.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were kids and we did this and that, and then we forfeit uh-huh. our freedom. When we bring in a kid in the world, we got to forfeit our freedom. And I didn't do such a good job, man. My story isn't like it's not one that I care to, like, you know.
Well, you proud of your baby, so it's time that you did a good job, both of you.
Well, that's just people are different than me. Obviously, they're different people mm-hmm. than I am. I have things that happened to me that didn't happen to them, so it doesn't have the same effect on them as it does on me. But they still have to deal with me having that problem that I have or whatever it is, and then so it can make life a challenge. Even though there's no, you know, it's what you learn, you know. A lot of times we think we know all this stuff, but then it's what we learn after we know it all that really counts anyway. So it's about
what?
Sometimes you lead and sometimes you follow,
hey.
You know.
My sister must have ordered something. His name on it. Oh, okay, my sister's friend. Oh. Thank you. Like, probably have some Avon coming next week. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, thank you. UPS guy brought my sister friend a package. Okay. Okay. I had met the UPS guy. I was looking out the window when he pulled up, too. But it was something my sister friend had delivered here.
Is it raining over there?
I ordered some dog food from Walmart, but they already brought me my dog food. Before the show.
Is it raining over there?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Because if you notice, I didn't know if it was one of your phones, but there was like some echo and a reverb going on, and I believe it was my connection because it began storming like 15 minutes into the show. That's what the dogs
okay.
were barking about because it was beginning to rain. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
But,
well, you better get ready for tomorrow. Yeah. You got to get ready for tomorrow. You got a lot of things you got to do mm-hmm. first, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, first of all, you're going to be thinking about everything that was, you know, I mean, it's always that way. You always kind of
uh-huh.
think about what you were listening to because some of that stuff just really struck home with you, you know what I mean? You want to, and you put it on
yeah.
the shelf for later. So later on this evening, you're going to be just sitting back and it's going to come into your thought process. So you need a little time for that before you go to bed.
Right. And then you're right, and loving ourselves and loving each other and loving all the listeners. And hopefully we trigger others to call in. And I know when we're on in the morning, it's tea time with my friends in England and so on. Right.
Tea time.
Yeah, lunch time. Lunch and tea time.
Yeah, right. The tea house. I get it.
Right.
Well, look at. I gotta go see what's going on. I haven't been out of my little area here yet for a minute. I need to go for a bike ride still because I like to stay fit, you know. And,
yes.
I'm all about, you know, physical, you know, play hard, work hard, talk hard.
Right.
You know, get out there with the gangsters and everything and roll around with the gang stuff and just stare at them and stuff. And then they come over and talk to me and then we finally get into some conversation about, you know, gangster shit. And then I start
right.
breaking them off some of the real, so I break them off some of the real stuff and then they get all excited and everything. And they go, man, they start talking about, I like you. And then they start saying, I love
huh?
you. And
your godfather wisdom, huh?
Yeah, man. When you got them hanging on you, man, and wanting to give you hugs and kisses, man, you're like, you guys are some fucking gangsters out here, ain't you? But I love you too, man. God bless you, bro.
Yes, I love to bike also, and I exercise often too. And that's why I don't understand how I allow myself to get out of shape. But I'm getting back in shape. I'm getting it done, and I exercise
right.
often too. And yeah,
don't give yourself more than you can handle. Just give yourself a little bit because your body will tell you like, hey, you know.
It
so
definitely
to
talks
body.
To me. It definitely talks to me. That's why I mentioned. I yelled out. If you're not out of shape, don't ever get out of shape.
Yeah, you don't want
it,
man.
Your body definitely will talk to you. Look, you stay in shape, and you sound like your body talks to you. Like, hey, brother, you better keep me in shape.
Yeah. My body hurts or something, you know? My back hurts or my muscle get hurting or something, you know? Because I'm, like, walking like I'm 100 years old or something. I'm like, I got to get in that shower and get that hot water on there and get some ice on there and just take the time necessary, 30 minutes hot, 30 minutes cold, a little stretching here, just a little stretching there, a little massage here. Okay. You know, this is the things that I do that actually work, you know, if you work it, you know, and I work it and it does help, man. And I find myself just, you know, kind of sidestepping all that stuff that I could have been hung up in and just been, you know, stuck. Like, I can't do nothing. I ain't going to go no doctor. Well, I don't need to go. If I have to go to the doctor, I better need to go to the doctor. Otherwise, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't need to go to the doctor. I just keep an eye on myself. And ever
right.
since I had the COVID shot, I don't think I've been really sick at all, really. I haven't.
Right.
So, and I know people say, I never take that and this and that, and that's just going to be a part of this other stuff, and they're going to, you know, it's 666 and all this. You know, I tell
oh,
these
yeah.
Christian people, I tell Christian
the
people, I tell these
and
people
I became
that,
ill after I had my fourth COVID, and I'm like, what if I didn't have my COVID shot? I didn't have COVID.
Well,
I never had COVID, but what if I hadn't had my shot? I probably would have gotten really sick, you know?
Well, I think it was a move. I think they did a dirty move on that whole thing. I think it was a dirty play.
But when I got sick after my COVID, my fourth COVID, the anti-vaxxer friends inboxed me home remedies. See, you became sick because of the fourth shot. You know, right. But what were you saying?
You know, that's true. That's true. They could say that. They could say that. It's not the virus itself that they were putting in your system. It wasn't that. It was something that your system will recognize and build immunity to it, so that if you do get exposed to the virus, your body will have antibodies already developed to fight it. You know, so anyway. So I forgot what I was going to say now. Damn it.
I'm not apologizing. Oh,
that's okay. Sometimes if I have it in my thought process, I got to spit it out right away. Otherwise, I'll forget it. Like I chose for it to be there. It's just there. I just haven't said it yet.
Oh, you were saying that you hadn't been sick since you had your COVID shot.
Yeah, I haven't been sick or anything, I don't think, about, you know, like that. But I was going to say something else, too, though. I forgot what it is now. I think that they did that for a reason. I think they just tried to eliminate people that had weak immune systems. I think it just killed a lot of people that weren't able to have a strong immune system. I think that today, in our world today, that China is someone that you really need to pay attention to, because China is doing everything within their power to be a superpower. It's not like they're not envious.
I agree of
the USA being the superpower. They want to challenge this. It's like this is what the world's all about. They have these communists and whatever kind of leader they are, you know. They're sick. They're very sick people. People have so much money. They do. Just think about the stuff that you think you want to do. And these people do stuff that's so, like, it's like, what can they do now that they haven't done already? You know, like, have they raped anything? Have they violated the whole thing about, you know, they cross the line with children. They cross. These are just leaders that are just perverted in the worst kind of way. So we have leadership that is perverted leadership.
Right.
This is like a pyramid fucking thing. In the top, and then the pyramid's coming down now.
Ooh.
I said this earlier. Pyramid's dropping down now. This pyramid effect that these assholes are running the world without any consideration for what's on the bottom. They just want to stand on top of the common man and then act like they're just a bunch of fucking robots and you're just going to control everybody.
Right.
Fuck you, you know, like we don't give a shit about you and shit. Well, these people that they're talking about is the you and I people. You know, and you and I don't give a shit. You see, do you think they abolished slavery, you know, by the 13th Amendment and all that shit? No, slavery didn't get abolished. They just put a fucking fence around the whole United States of America and then said we're all slaves. So it's not like we the people that are free. We're the people that are slaves to this fucking whole stupid system that we have here. But that's just an illusion. That's the illusion that they want you to believe is what you get is what they give you. And if they give you this and that, well, I'm fucking happy with that. I got fucking satellite TV. You ain't got satellite TV. You got basic TV, motherfucker. Check it out. Let me explain it to you. If you had satellite TV, you'd be able to see what I'm saying. But when you look at what I say, it's like fuzzy wuzzy. It's just called basic TV. Let me plug you in real quick. Bam, plug them in. Now they're going, holy crap, I never knew it was like this. Well, now you can see what I'm saying.
Hello? Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. And it's just a way of saying something without getting too crazy. It's just a word picture for you so people can understand that, look, there's an importance here. It's not like we have time to waste. I know we waste a lot of time, but we could take that time that's wasted and make wise use of it right now. So just as long as people know there's an opportunity for a better score, you know, like if you were scoring, you know,
exactly.
Points.
Because respect for humanity, seem like there's a lack of respect for just humanity, for life.
Yeah. Right. So, but we have to save some of this for tomorrow, though, for sure. And like I said, I got a couple of things I still got to do. It's like 4:15 right now. So I got a little bit of time, daylight, to do some things I still need to do. And but it has been great. I'm glad I called in. I'm so glad you called also. Yeah. And like I said, I was just, I kind of got bored today a little bit, stir crazy. I was doing another platform of social media, and it got a little bit, it gets a little bit.
What platform? Are you way busy on that platform? I might be on that same platform.
Yeah, I'm way busy on that platform too.
What platform is that? TikTok, Instagram?
No, it's a religious forum, and
I'm very spiritual and religious. What platform is it? I'll check it out.
I'm so embarrassed to even say it, man. I'd rather my own experience is that I'm trying to eliminate that shit right now, because that's why I took a break over here to get away from.
I'm very spiritual. Remember, I didn't get a chance to share the Serenity Prayer. I wanted to share that as part of my gratitude. So I guess I'll share it tomorrow morning.
You know, you can use bits and pieces of certain things that people say, but you don't want to. I don't accept everything they say. They may say one thing that brought a little bit of a clarity to something that I already know. It's just that the way they said it was a nice way of saying it. And I may take that into myself, and I may come up with my own process of using that thing that they said, but I'm gonna use it in my own flavor. I'm gonna put my own salt into something that I just got an idea because somebody said something. My idea is my idea. This thing had to do with them, although I got to listen to something that inspired me to come up with something that was even better than that, more clarity. And then so I bring more clarity with a little help from somebody that doesn't even know what they even did. It wasn't even like they even know this. I'm just talking like I just snatched something out of there. I may not even like that person, but something they said, I can borrow it and say, you know, they're never going to know if I used it or not. And I'm not going to use it in a bad way. I'm going to use it in a good way. So God has a way of taking the things that people use for bad, and he takes it and he uses it for something good. So nothing goes to waste, if you know what I mean.